Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Oh, hello and happy Thursday out there to the listening audience. Boy, I love this topic. I love all the topics we talk about, but this one is a popular one for a lot of people out there. And we're talking lack to miracles. How do we do that? How do we switch that in our life? Deprogramming the doubt. And when I say deprogram, a lot of people that are in hypnosis or clinically trained, they're going to go, you can't deprogram anything. No, you can't, but you can certainly replace with something so much stronger to replace it. So you're upgrading, so to speak, your belief system. I use that phrase because I like it. I like deprogramming because to me, anything's possible. And that's what I want to show you today. And we're gonna talk about that a little bit. For those brand new to my show, I want to welcome you as a listener. And if you want to learn a little bit more about what I do, my website, JenRoyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We have all kinds of goodies over there. You can schedule a private session if you'd like. We have spiritual group meetings that are starting this afternoon, actually. The one that will meet this afternoon meets once a month. If you want to get in on a group, that one is intuitive development. So if you're working on your intuitive skills, if you're working on that, that's a good group for you. If you'd like to work with other people that are also doing the same thing, you're practicing and developing your skills. We also have an angels and healing group that will start next Thursday. And we also have workshops that are going to be coming up. We're actually going to be doing a workshop on this topic, deprogramming the doubt. That'll be coming up in the fall. So if you would like to learn more about this, the registration will be going up soon. You might want to go over and sign in on the newsletter at my website. You get a free energy balancing ebook when you sign up for the newsletter because I'll be announcing that way, and then you'll know when registration opens. Now, lack to miracles, guys. Lack to miracles. What do you believe you deserve in your life? And that's what we're talking about today. We are taking calls because I want to help you with what you feel like is causing your hangups, why you feel like you can't move forward. What are you second-guessing in life? The reads that I'm doing today for a few callers are going to be more about what's in that energy field that's causing the block. What's the obstacle? Or, as it says in my intro of the show, the stuckness. Boy, does that get stuck in your throat just saying that. But let's think about this, because lack is a belief. If you're focusing on that, and we hear that so much with law of attraction, we want certain things in our life. And what happens is when we become, when you are what you want is when it comes in. So we can want all day long. It's like people will get frustrated. And most of my private sessions are people that are really trying to look for that read, somebody to tell them what to do. And it's not about doing that. It's becoming it. And I like to help people feel empowered because you have so much that you could be doing. It's not waiting for it to land in your lap. It's about being proactive and moving forward with it. Doubt and lack kind of resonate together because it you get frozen because you're freezing up because you're afraid to move forward. You don't trust it because it blew up in your face before. It's about releasing that attachment to what happened before. If you've been through something very traumatic, maybe you have PTSD or you've been told you have it, you can move through that. You can be proactive. You can have a part in it. It's not being defenseless and you can't do anything about it. We're talking about that today. We're talking about how can you move through that? How can you believe that you deserve something different? How can you bring it into your life? I'm telling you, I am talking from experience. No kidding. I mean, I've had it happen to me. I have recovered from a lot of things in my life. And you've heard that revealed, which I wasn't expecting a couple of weeks ago when I had a guest on. I mean, she was seeing it. Let me tell you, this is powerful because when you start to open it back up where you've probably shut it all back down, you just closed everything down to accepting anything in your life, when you find a way to start opening that back up, and you start walking through, and you don't have to do it all at once. You don't have to do it all at once. That overwhelms everybody. It does. When you start working on this and there's like all these things you want to change or improve or bring in, if you're trying to do it all at once, you're going to get overwhelmed. Absolutely, you're going to get overwhelmed. If you are taking it one step at a time, now we're taking something that we're creating, which is a right-brained activity, and we're going to move it and shift it to where it becomes part of our life, which is a little bit more of a left brain activity in our logic and our reasoning and things that are already programmed within our belief system. Now you're using your right and your left. To me, that's logically grounded spirituality and approaching life and those great challenges that I talk about. Because let me tell you, they're out there for everybody. I know there's challenges out there for you, but it's not impossible to find a way through it and to pick yourself back up and move forward. And you can claim things that you don't think you've ever thought you deserve. Fine-tuning what you really want is key. That is very, very important. Now, the number, if you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And we are getting ready to go to break. When we come back, we're going to start taking some calls. We're going to start fine-tuning this. And we're going to go over some tips on deprogramming doubt out of your life. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
You want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we are talking about changing and converting lack to miracles. We're going to shift the energy of lack into a miracle, and it's deprogramming that doubt. Now, we have a caller in the queue, so hang on there. I'm coming right to you in just a moment. But let's talk about that word doubt for a minute. Every word in our vocabulary has an energy. And if you think for just a moment, when you're doubting or second guessing something, what are you feeling in that moment? You're feeling hesitation, fear, afraid it won't work. Think about the energy of that word. What about the word, when you say the phrase, I can't, or I always get rejected, they never accept mine. What is that? You're not accepting. So we're talking about how do we make this happen? And it's a three-step process. It's a three-step process we're going to talk about. So let's bring Deborah on. We have Deborah from Missouri.
Hi, Jen.
Hey. Hello, Deborah. How are you? And what can we do for you? What have you got going on?
What I have going on, I will get guidance to, like, I'm someplace at home or a store or wherever. And I'll get, pay attention, but that's all I get. So
okay.
I'm wondering, do I have something going on that I don't get any more information?
Is it the same message repeating?
You mean keep saying it?
The guidance you're receiving, is it the same message repeating, or is it different every time you get something?
Okay, well, I guess I'm not sure what you mean. Sometimes I'll see something, sometimes I'll feel something.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Well, what I'm picking up, Deborah, I'm picking up there's a lot of, I'm not sure if that's what I heard or not. I feel that very strong in your energy field. And what I'm doing with the reads today is I'm kind of assessing your energy field. What's going on? Where are those blocks? And here's the thing. If you're asking, and with that three-step, let's go over that three-step I was just talking about. We ask. We go, hey, can you help me? Can you send me a message in the physical world? Can you give me some sort of sign I'm on the right track? We're always asking, asking, asking. Then we have to go to receive mode. That's step two. That's accepting it. That's receiving it. So when you have a message come in, and you feel like it's not going past that, ask yourself, am I receiving it, or am I doubting that that was a message I should receive or accept? Do you see where I'm going with that?
Okay.
You see what I mean? Because it's kind of like it's staying right there. The third step is, second step is a big deal. Some people ask over and over. We ask for the same things over and over and over. Like, oh, well, maybe I should ask again. I hope it took. They hear, if you're asking with intention, it's heard, it's received, and they're immediately going to respond with an answer. And when I say they, I mean God, angels, your spirit, your higher self, everything's going to be responding back. And that is going into that receive mode, and it's accepting. So for you, Deborah, what I'm feeling is there's a lot of hesitation. You're receiving the messages, but the belief is on the left side of the brain, just slightly not sure. It's like, I don't know about that. I don't know. And especially if it's something brand new that comes in, because that's the left brain just kind of, I don't know about that. So you know what I would do in a way to gradually, and this works really well when you feel like you just can't quite get past this. What you want to do is explore it a little bit. Focus on that message you're receiving. Focus on that. And that message is, what I'm picking up, has a lot to do with trust. That's what I'm feeling around you. It's something that it's bringing you something in that you're just not, it's kind of new. I don't know about that. And it's working to develop the trust of what you're receiving. So you want to take a safe, gentle half step, so to speak. And that helps our left logical thinking kind of, okay, well, we can put one little toe in the water before we dive all the way in. Let's just explore that a little bit. And it will help bring what's being developed and bringing what's coming in from the right brain into that left side so it can start to be part of your physical world. But Deborah, this is a big one. This was kind of a big one for you. This one's been hanging on for a little while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yeah.
this is a big, I would say it's kind of like a big bridge that you're crossing. But when you do it, it's going to be a huge transformative time for you, because once you're like, okay, well, let me just explore that a little bit. For example, if you were to get a message that, why don't you try taking a class in such and such, whatever, anything. And you're like, well, I don't know if I want to do that. Maybe I don't have the money. You know how you start doubting, or you start talking yourself out of it? Go explore it. Window shop, so to speak. Just literally window shop. Allow yourself to window shop, because what it'll do is help you keep your focus on exploring and not being afraid of new things coming in like that. And this works really well when you have a lot of self-talk that sabotages all your ideas that are coming in. Because we'll have this idea and then we'll go, no, that's not going to work. I'll never be able to afford that, or I'll never be able to do this or that. It's window shopping is allowing yourself to explore it in an energetic way, because it's more, I guess for some people in a left brain thinking, they're thinking they're pretending they have plenty of money to do it or whatever it is they want to do. But you're doing it in a very safe environment, but you're also creating the energy that will bring it to a physical form where you can do it. So allow yourself to do that, so to speak. Allow that to happen for you, Deborah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem like,
Yeah, I know.
You're like, oh, I can feel that, because you're like, oh. You have to explore these different things that are coming in, because you know what they are. I don't have to tell you. I don't have to tell you what they are. I do feel something with trust, and it's trusting what you're receiving. That's it. So you're being offered an opportunity to test that and strengthen your trust in your own intuition, in your own desires and beliefs and desires and wishes and passions, whatever they may be, to move something in your life and to change it. But you're not trusting it. So that's what I'm picking up. That's the block.
That's the block.
Uh-huh. Okay. I want to thank you for calling in. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Just
hang in there. Just take half steps, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right.
All right.
Okay,
now, we were talking about that three-step process. Let me do that one more time and tell you guys about that. Step number one is asking for help. So that's in prayer. We ask angels to help us. We ask God to help us, the universe. We ask ourselves to help ourselves. Think about it that way. Do you allow yourself something good to come in? Then when we go into step two, we are receiving it. We're accepting it. We're allowing it. Okay? A lot of people stay in step number one. They keep asking. They keep asking. They keep asking. You got to move to step two for it to come in. And then when it does and you start to acknowledge, oh, wait, there was a little glimmer there. It might come in as a little glimmer of, oh, my gosh, there's something right there. And then you say thank you right then and there, no matter how big or small that little glimmer of hope was. Because when you do that, it allows it to expand, grow, and really come in a much bigger form. One of the tips that I would like to share with you about deprogramming that doubt is start with a list. I know you always hear about these lists, but you're going to probably, when you first write into that list, you're going to put so many things down you want to change. And then you look at the list and you go, I'll never be able to get all that done. That's where the overwhelming hits you. So you have a list. That's okay. But now pick one thing, just one thing off that list, even though you want all of them at the same time. Keep your list. It's okay. These are things you're telling the universe, you're asking for help in, that you don't know how to resolve it. Put it on the list. Pick one thing. If you had to pick one thing, what would it be? And put it in another column, because this is what you're going to focus on. Focus on that particular request, whatever it might be. Like maybe it's looking for the job or whatever. Put it on the list, and then you have to go really deep down that bunny trail, I call it. You're going all the way down that bunny trail. You're thinking, okay, now you're going to make a whole nother list under that one topic. Ooh, this is what I would love to do for a living. This is what this is the money I would like to make. This is where I would like to do it. This is the type of work environment, et cetera, et cetera. And you're brainstorming. You've got your focus in there, and you're going to make a whole entire list under that one topic, but you kept your focus on it. And then you're going to do that for 24 hours. Just keep focusing on what else you could add to that list for 24 hours. And I'm telling you, if you just give it one day, you will start to find there's a synchronicity that'll start to come in. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with deprogramming the doubt. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Dr. Jen, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you are just tuning in. And we've been talking about tips to deprogram doubt out of your life and to allow the new things in. This is how you transform that belief of lack to receiving a miracle. And we were talking about making a list and then picking one thing from the list and expanding on it in a brainstorming session. This keeps your focus on it, and that's why you do it, because it's just giving you that physical. This is the left brain we're trying to work with to fight that barrier, and we're working to keep the focus there in a physical activity. And doing that for just 24 hours, and then you'll keep thinking, ooh, I can add this to the list, or I can add that to the list on that one thing that you picked. Now, let's talk about the words we're using. If you were to listen to your conversation in a 24-hour period, what kind of words do you use? Or are you complaining? Are you saying, I can't, I can't, I can't? The word doubt, I'm doubting that that's going to work. Or you feel, okay, I submitted my manuscript for my book. They're going to reject it again. What are you saying? What are you claiming? Even when you say a sentence like that, that's an affirmation. You're claiming what you believe. You're looking to shift that. You're looking and paying attention and being more self-aware. That is a self-awareness. We're looking to, okay, what am I doing here? Are you saying the word, I should have changed my mind, or I should have done something different? Should is very, very oriented with guilt energy. You feel like you should have made a different decision all the time. These are the types of energy patterns that are repeating in your life all the time that can hold up the progress of moving forward. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about shifting that. So you look at those words. What words are you using? If you were to listen to what you were saying in conversations and paying attention to it, this is a phenomenal exercise that you can do whether you're driving on a trip, anywhere, all day long. You can just think about it. And if you see that you're complaining or you're saying something negative like it won't work, or my goodness, you know, in daily conversations with strangers, or when it, you know, it's the how's the weather conversation. You don't know what else to say to somebody. So you ask how's the weather. Are you complaining about it? Or are you finding something positive about it? There is always a positive to every negative, but a lot of times all we're seeing is, oh, it's too humid, or, oh, it's too hot. And it was funny because I was noticing this 2 days ago here in the Virginia Beach area. We usually are pretty hot and humid, you know, like the Northeast up there and everywhere. I don't know. We have some humidity on the East Coast, guys. And we are usually 100 degrees, 90, and lots of humidity. And it's just, you feel like you're melting out there. And that's what you hear all the time, all the time. And what I found so interesting was we had a day, I think it was 2 days ago. It was like the high was 79. And I had to put a lightweight jacket on when I was walking my dog. And everybody we're passing is, they're complaining about how cold it is. I mean, not the relief. It was a gorgeous day. It was a great day. And then if it's raining, it's not a bad day. It's not a lousy day because it's raining. It's just a wet day. Do you see what I mean? Let's just look at this perspective. How are you seeing life? Everything's wrong with it? Or are you looking for something that's right? When you first start doing that, when you start working on the details with this, you're going to see, oh my gosh, wow, I did it again. I did it again. Don't beat yourself up with that. Simply a way that I did it, which was fun, and it would make me laugh about it because laughter is a higher frequency, is I would see where I might have complained about something and I go, oh, and I would just retract that statement back and I would say it. I would just claim that. I go, oh, let me rearrange that sentence, and I would rearrange it into something more positive. And it was a silly game, but not really. It really wasn't silly. It would make me laugh at first because it felt silly because my logical thinking was thinking it's always something I've got to pick and fix and criticize. And this was a long time ago when I was really going through something tough. And when I started working with this, I could not believe how it was starting to shift the experiences that I had. I've been working on this for years, and I have changed so much about my life doing this. No kidding. I've been through my traumas too. I've been through my bad stuff. You're looking to shift the energy about what you're seeing, what you're focusing on. If we focus on all the things that are wrong, that's what we're going to experience, is what you hear. At first, it'll be trying to find something positive. If you've been in a rut with this for a while, or you've been through something tough, that's okay. When you see that one little thing there, grab on it, and that's what you're going to jump on like it's the biggest thing ever. And the more you do that, the bigger it grows. A trauma, when we were talking about the steps, a trauma, a very significant pain or hurt or something rough you've been through, an experience, really shuts down that step number two I was talking about earlier, where you ask is step number one, number two is receive or accept. Traumas usually shut down acceptance right off the bat. I mean, let's look at the energy and dissect that a little bit. It closes everything down. And this is a natural response of our body when we are going through something to defend and protect ourselves. So it's like battening down the hatches and locking everything down so it won't let anything in. That is necessary if you are in a life or death situation. Our fight or flight is kicked into this, okay? And it's going to protect you. However, what can happen is after it's all over with, we never come out of the bunker. Do you ever come back out and open back up to life? Or do you just stay in there because you think bombs are going to just hit you forever? I'm talking, you know, metaphorically here. Not so much for some people. I know this is just crazy, but this is a big deal. This is a big deal. So you're looking to open back up to accepting and receiving. If you've been through tough things and you are trying to find your way out, I have seen this work. I have seen this work. Maybe you're looking to as an opportunity, like, you know, I just don't want to go back out there and experience the same thing. No, nobody wants to go experience it again. But we have to detach from that happened yesterday. That happened 10 years ago. That happened 20 years ago. We're looking forward. You have to move forward. And if you have the focus on the past, now you're just recreating it for today and tomorrow. So it just keeps repeating. It's like a broken record that just keeps playing over and over again. You see, so traumas can shut down the acceptance, but we're looking to open them up. It's just a temporary protection that you need in that moment. Maybe you did that as a child, if you went through a rough childhood. We want to open it back up. And using a one step at a time, like I was sharing with the caller, Deborah, earlier, is half step it a little bit. Okay, well, let me try this, or let me just explore that in a daydream, so to speak. Like, well, what if I had unlimited opportunity? What would I really want to do? What if there was no barriers? There were no barriers to what you want to do. What would it be that you want to do? What if you had unlimited funding for it? What if you had a dream of just, oh gosh, I just always wanted to learn how to play a piano? Well, but you know, and you don't have a piano. So don't daydream about it anyway. I get so excited talking about this because this works, guys. I've done this. I have done this with so many things. And I am so passionate about helping you do that because you can. You can have absolutely everything in the world looking like it's no way out. That is not true. There is always a way out. You're looking for that little glimmer of hope in there somewhere where you can find a way out. There is always a solution to every problem. There's always a positive to with the negative. Both exist, but your focus is what you're only seeing. So if you only see that, you're not looking for the positive in it. And that positive is in there. So you're looking to flip that table around, pick yourself back up, and be proactive. When we start to receive in the and accept the help, it's going to put out there opportunities and physical experiences that can help you change it up. And it will also feel sometimes like a challenge because we feel like, oh, there's something that I really want to do, but I don't know, you know, I don't know. And you'll hesitate. It's almost a fear of stepping forward. I want to bring awareness to that part right there. Bring awareness to that. Like now, something you always wanted to do pops up in an opportunity, and then you go, ooh, I'm nervous. I'm a little scared of that. But you've been wanting this the whole time. You see, there's the hesitation and the holding back. So you're asking now, shift it up. Ask for some courage to walk into that and receive it and step into it and really embrace it. And then do your homework on it if it's a new path for you. You're looking to be proactive and be a part of empowering your life. And we are talking about deprogramming the doubt, converting lack into an energy of a miracle. It's an energy you're just converting. Think about water to steam, water to ice. You're just going to convert it. It's an energy. Shift it. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on deprogramming the doubt in your life. If you want to call in, if you have a question about any of this or want a little mini read, I can take one more caller at 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to power on and we're going to move forward in life. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Modem Selecta.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, everyone, and this is Dr. Jen. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we've been talking about converting lack to miracles in your life, deprogramming the doubt that causes you to feel like you cannot move forward. I start talking really fast, so I'm trying to slow myself down because I get really excited about this topic. And we do have a caller. Catherine from New York is on the line. Let's go ahead and bring Catherine on.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. And what you've been saying just resonates so much with me. And I've been trying to do this, you know, lack to miracles, as you've been calling it, and working mm-hmm. really hard at it. And I'm still stuck. So if you have any other suggestions how to get unstuck, I'm all ears.
Okay. And I, you know, now you see why we use that word stuckness. Because that's what it feels like. You just get, and it's frustrating, isn't it, Catherine? You feel frustrated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very much.
Uh-huh. And you know what? Some of that, I want to just approach, because what I feel around your energy, I do feel a childlike energy, which is a really beautiful part of you, because when you get excited about something, you are really excited, like the kid in the candy store. Is that you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Now, here's the part that's a little bit of a catch-22 for you, because I picked that up right away. I also pick up some really good vibes. And so you have a bit of a block, but it's not a hard one. But instead of feeling like you're being silly or you're being immature or about something, what's happening with that energy of that childlike energy is a child is also can be, as we're growing and learning, you remember how hard it was to wait for what was your birthday or Christmas and oh my gosh, I cannot wait. You know, that impatience.
Yeah.
Okay. You are already figuring out what I'm going to say because you're picking up on it. I can tell you have a lot of pink. What I see pink in your energy field, which is a happy color. You have lots of beautiful energy that you can use. You're looking to redirect it. And it, you know, when they teach us in karate, we redirect the energy. And they're not really, there's these little guys that are throwing around these great big guys, and they're just they're redirecting energy. They're not doing all of that, you know, in a strength. They've learned how to redirect the energy of that force coming at them. You're looking to redirect the energy of the childlike part from the impatience.
Well, okay, that's true.
You're asking for say you're asking to change something, but then it's so impatient waiting for it. You know, that's what's causing the trip up. And then you're getting frustrated because it didn't happen 5 minutes ago. And when I understand that, because I have an energy like that sometimes, and I get so excited and I cannot wait for it to come in. Instead of being hard on it, I'm bringing your awareness to it, because you can take that and know that that child energy is very important. For anybody listening to what I'm talking about, that child energy is powerful energy. It does have an impatience to it a little bit, but we're going, it's think about what you would tell a child waiting for the birthday. Just keep them excited, but tell them to hang on. It's going to be there, and it's just going to be amazing when it does come in. Some things, like when I've done this 24-hour manifesting that I've been talking about, you're focusing on that thing you want. Sometimes it might take 48 hours to a week, and you think, well, I did that for 24 hours, and it didn't quite come in. But then all of a sudden, you'll see a sign maybe 2 or 3 days later. You're getting the hang of it. All you got to do is keep moving forward with it, and you will perfect it. But Catherine, is that – I'm saying a lot to you because I'm excited, and I want to make sure I get it all in before the show is over. Is that making sense to you, what I'm talking about?
It is, and I am being very impatient, but I feel like, because I've been working on this for, you know, for several years, so like my impatience is growing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It does make sense.
And here's the thing, and you're going to see it. I know when you see it, you're going to have that aha moment, and I get that. I've had things take several years to manifest. I've had things take sooner. Some things I'm still working on, but that sometimes is allowing ourselves to align with a divine purpose, and then it brings the it's a timing. So for you, it's like, I want it to be in this timing. And it's like, we heard you and we're bringing it, but we're, you know, divine timing is going to be really the best time to bring it in. Sometimes it's a perfect timing that you're not thinking is perfect. and I know, but don't be discouraged, because Catherine, there is a lot of good energy in your field that I feel, and you want to embrace that child energy, because children have a lot of energy. I'm feeling energetic just being in Catherine's field, because she has a lot of this in there, and it's a good energy that a lot of people lose when they get older. They just feel like they can't be, they can't have the child energy anymore. And we actually want to keep that or reconnect to it in our life, but we want to reconnect with the patients. So you're just fine-tuning that. You're just fine-tuning that a little bit. You're so close, Catherine. Oh, my God. I'm getting excited for you, because I see my child energy is playing with your child energy right now. It's like, okay, everybody else is listening. You're hearing two children play. But it's really good. It's really good in there. I'm quite intrigued with what I'm picking up for you. You're focusing and missing it. That's why you can't see it or feel it, because you think, I've been doing this for years. You're focusing on the timing of it. Let go of the timing of it. Just let it go completely and surrender that. And it's probably going to come in faster than you realize once you let go of it, so to speak. You're not giving up on it. You're just letting go of when.
Okay.
Yeah. You're letting go of when, but you've got it in there. It's, oh my gosh, it's just going to bust open for you. I can feel it. And you have a lot of beautiful pink energy in there. That's a good energy. Do you like that color, or any shades of like roses that are that color?
Yeah, sure. Like a raspberry color. I love.
Yep. There's a rose that color. Go find you a picture of it, or go get one and keep it in front of you somewhere. And keep it near where you are. And when you see that, use it. You have a visual thing that will help you connect. You're beautiful, something like that. But I feel that you need to be reminded of it, of what we're talking about today. And they're showing me that rose color, that rose pink. That's what I'm thinking. And that was about the color. Yep, that's it, raspberry colored. There's a beautiful rose out there that is that color. Find a picture or go buy yourself one.
Okay.
Press it something, have one in front of you, because it's going to help you connect to this. And just smile every time you're reminded that your child energy is just learning patience.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen. Or Catherine. I'm sorry, Catherine. Thank you very much for that call and for your energy. It was beautiful, and I hope I was able to share that with everybody else because you have great energy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for calling in. Now, before we wrap this up, wow, I get so wound up, really. But I wanted to remind everybody that if you want to pursue this further, we are going to have a workshop that's going to start in September-ish. We're waiting for some things with IT to be developed. But we are going to be putting an online workshop on. If you go to my website, jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com, you can sign up for the newsletter, which you'll receive a free energy balancing ebook. But that way, you'll get the notifications in the newsletter that comes out weekly when the registration's open for that. It's going to be open very soon, so it's going to be a great workshop. This is a powerful workshop that this is what most people are looking for that call in. You can also do private sessions, and you can book 24/7 over there if you wanted to pursue this in a private session. And just to remind everybody, our groups are starting this afternoon. And today we are going to be working with the people that are in the intuitive development group. So if that's something you're interested in, come on over to the website, check it out. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. That would be 11 a.m. Pacific. And I just want to thank the callers that called in and shared what they had going on. I am here for you guys. And remember, it isn't I can't. It is I can and I am successful in your dream. I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm sending much love and light out to you and encouragement. You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we will see you here next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.